Good text here. Our new segment, the Scotsman, is he talking shite? This one here, question for the Scotsman, what's going on with bagpipes? They are the worst musical instrument ever invented. Tim, any response there, mate?
I kind of agree with you there, Tim. They're not the best. They're bad. They're very bad.
I'm patriotic.
Wailing. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. England have got a second goal, have they?
Oh, sorry.
It looks like Harry Kane.
To make your day. It's day three of Joel and Fletcher's 9 days of Dogmas. We all love being with our family for Christmas, and like us, dogs want to be with family too. So together with greyhounds as pets, we are making it our mission to find a home for these beautiful dogs in time for Christmas. Today, meet Sunny, who can catch toys when you throw them to her and is apartment suitable. If you love the sound of Sunny, all you need to do is head to gapnewsouthwales.com.au, which is Greyhound as Pets, NSW. So gapnsw.com.au. Greyhounds as Pets, 9 days of Dogmas. So 2-0 England over Senegal at the World Cup for Kraken. Also on the text, wow, I think the Scotsman has been on the silly sauce early this morning. He is bad, icky, saying it's okay to cheat to get a penalty. Come on, is this fair dinkum? So there you go. Very popular segment. Let's go to Michelle Bishop with a sports update. And good morning, Michelle. Are you a bagpipes fan? That's a question you weren't expecting to get asked on a Monday morning.
Definitely not expecting that question, but yeah, don't mind a bagpipe.
What if it's your neighbours? What if it's your neighbours learning the bagpipes? Would you be a fan of that?
No. That would be something very different. We'd have to be either having a serious talk or I'll be meeting them at council.
Yeah, it could be slightly hideous. But an accomplished bagpipe player as a neighbour is okay, but a rookie bagpipist is not cool. Now, Michelle, Parramatta is in the news. I'm reading all sorts of headlines today. Wayne Bennett closing in on Dylan Brown. Mitchell Moses getting a bit speared there for not having loyalty. Where are we at with the playmakers at Parramatta?
Yeah, well, Phil Rothfield is reporting that Mitchell Moses has been offered that $1 million a season to stay at the Eels. And I did say this at the very beginning. This is going to play out. It's going to have all sorts of twists and turns. He obviously holds the trump card, contracted for 2023. And there was even talk of the West Tigers, as I went off last week to go and do my homework, that they'd try and secure him for 2023. And I think that was more wishful thinking at the time. I think when it was floated, we're all like, yeah, right. Yeah, nah. But anyway, he's in the prime of his career, guys, and experts say he's probably in the top three playmakers in the game, so Nathan Cleary and Jerome Hughes. He's just started a family, and you'd think that a 3 or 4 year deal at the age of 28, he'd expect it to be probably his last substantial one. Canterbury and the West Tigers are the two sides competing for his services that we know of. But Rothfield's pointed out a very interesting fact, and that is the fact that he's concerned just about how much the jersey means to Mitchell Moses. You take the likes of Cam Munster. He could have got more money, had more dollars in the bank, going to the West Tigers or to the Dolphins, but he stuck with the Storm because the jersey meant something. We've seen something similar with Nathan Cleary. He didn't even test the market at Penrith. He's Penrith through and through. Look, and in fairness to Mitchell Moses, it could be that he's just, letting all this play out and all the conversations unfold, and he has every intentions of staying at Parramatta, but that's certainly not the indication. He's out there looking for the best deal. And as I say, he holds the trump card and he'll play this out for as long as he needs to.
And in other news, Michelle, a Dragons legend has teed off on the club.
Yeah, Matty Cooper. So it was a 10-year premiership reunion, or 12 years because of the COVID interruption. It's supposed to be one of those really special times where you catch up with old teammates and you reminisce and you talk about, the 2010 premiership and I guess about how life is today. But he was a no-show, and he was quite open about it in terms of going on social media. And I think that's what sort of has kind of put people offside. It's kind of like, well, did you have to go and do that? He basically wanted to apologise and found that was the only way that he could apologise to his 2010 premiership teammates for not attending. I've got a quick quote for you. And the reason why I did not attend was I didn't want to make a scene and ruin a special occasion. Knowing former CEO Peter Doust, obviously, and a player who did not even play in the game were going to be there. Obviously, people jumped back on social media saying, you had to be the bigger and the better person. Why tweet it? Mm. And he said, he felt that it was the only way that that he could get his message across. So guys, he had some issues in retirement, you know, a few sort of struggles with you know, not playing anymore. I think he had maybe talked about some addiction to painkillers and things. So there could be a fair bit going on for Matt Cooper. Massive fan of his, but I just think he's gone about this the wrong way because he's sort of talking about maybe, you know, I'll tell you more next year. It's like you've let the cat out of the bag. Well, mate, just come out with all of it. What's happening? What's really going on? There was some talk about him being promised a career, you know, post his playing days, and that didn't come to fruition. But to me, he's basically come out sounding like there's something a little more sinister.
That's
the way he's left it, in my opinion, anyway.
I feel a book.
Flogging
coming
a book?
On here. Yeah, I feel a book.
Oh. I said that very thing to my husband yesterday. I said, yeah. Flogging a book. Oh, we've got legal action. Nothing's happening.
Yeah. Do we know who the player was that didn't play in their 2010 grand final and attended?
You know what? I thought about, I should just go and have a look at the team list and see if he didn't play, but I didn't really get that far.
Yeah.
Boo, sorry. But I didn't do enough research.
Michelle, looking forward to the 7:45 update. Thank you. You've opened the batting today well. Got a few runs.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Michelle Bishop with the sports updates right here on Breakfast with Vossi and the Missile on the Home of Sport SEN. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.